here we are at Conversations with My Dummy, and I'm your pal Steve Charney, and we are chock full of comedy today. First of all, Nancy Tucker, I'm featuring something from her CD, Treasures from the Attic, a song that I have great affection for and I can really relate to called Steamroller. I recommend you sticking around for that. And Harry?
Yes, Steve, our store is open. And, well, we haven't had it open for a few weeks, but everything is in the store. This is competing with Amazon online shopping.
Right. In fact, makes Amazon look like a little startup IPO, because we put them to shame how much stuff we have. We also have, we make Walmarts look like a little mom and pop shop on the corner, because we got everything.
Okay, Steve, tell everybody some of the things that we have in this store.
We have a lawn department, we have car repair, we have our own deli, we build airplanes, we sell spelunking equipment, we have a rental shop. Tell them what we rent, Steve.
More you should ask what we don't rent. You want a tomato, but you can't afford to buy one? Rent one, right here. We rent pencils, spaceships, we rent hippopotamuses, we rent cheese, trees, and fleas. We rent chewing gum, and we rent bulldozers. Now, while we're waiting for our first customer, I'd like you, Harry, to stop lollygagging and start unloading the shipment of decoys.
Man, there are a lot of decoys here.
Yeah. Did you put the bell on the door?
Yeah, I did, Steve.
We have decoys for anything you could want. Here's your box of traditional duck decoys. But let's say you're a butterfly catcher. Here's a box of butterfly decoys. Lost your sock and you need another? Buy a sock decoy. They just came in. So you put the sock decoy next to your dryer, and it attracts other socks to it. Before you know it, that sock you lost comes running back. Now, let's say you have trouble hitchhiking. Buy our dog decoy. People can't resist picking up someone who has a dog. Just place the decoy next to you when your thumb's out, and you're bound to catch a ride.
Right, Steve. Hey, where do you want all these decoys?
Well, why don't you put them down on aisle 8? Hold it, a customer. May I help you, please?
Yes, I'm looking for a traffic light to install outside my home.
Well, traffic lights are on aisle 9. Harry, why don't you run down and get him one?
I'm way ahead of you, boss!
I live in the middle of a rather busy street, and sometimes I have trouble taking a nap because of so much traffic going by. I figure if I can install a traffic light and turn it on red for 10 or 20 minutes, I could get a nice quiet snooze in the middle of the afternoon.
Excellent idea.
Here it is!
Ah, you brought the deluxe model.
Which one is that?
Well, you have your traditional red, green, and yellow, but this model also has a blue light.
Well, what does that do?
Well, red for stop, green for go, yellow for slow down, and blue for wheelies.
You mean when the cars see the blue light, they have to spin?
That's right, or they get a ticket.
I like it. I'll have a lot of fun with that one. How much?
Well, that'll be 1950.
A good year.
Tire?
But I still have lots of energy.
Can I have my money, please?
Here you go.
And here's your traffic light, buddy.
Well, thank you very much.
No, thank you. Bye now.
Another satisfied customer, I must say.
How come you didn't try to sell him the traffic signal with a white light?
You know that the white light means to get out of your car and party. That man was trying to get some sleep.
Yeah, you're right. As usual, you're right.
Well, I've been in this business a long time. Oh, another customer.
Yes, I'm looking for a pet.
Well, how about a goldfish?
No, I don't have much money. Anything gold, I'm afraid, would be out of my price range.
Well, how about a silverfish?
Silver is rather expensive, too. Do you have anything in copper or tin?
Listen, do we have a deal for you? Do you like aardvarks?
I couldn't afford the ants.
We'll throw in the ants, too. 100,000 of them.
Wait a second. That's an awful lot of ants. Maybe the aardvark won't eat the ants. Maybe the ants will end up eating the aardvark.
Well, then you'll have 100,000 pets instead of just one.
Listen, do you have a kitten?
A kitten? Listen to him, huh?
Listen, buddy, you don't come to the Knock on Wood General Store for a kitten. You come for a kangaroo. We have 6 of them in the back. You come for a stork or a two-toed sloth. You want a kitten? Go to the pet shop at the mall. A kitten? Sheesh!
And here I thought you fellas were well-stocked. Here I was told that the customer was always right, that no job is too big or too small for you. But when push comes to shove, I see you're just as depleted of stock as the next Joe.
All right, Harry, get the kitten.
We have a kitten?
He's in the back cage with the horses.
I never saw a kitten back there.
Well, that's because I had saddled him and put horseshoes on his paws. I was hoping to maybe teach him something. You know, expand his horizons, stretch his envelope. But I see I won't have time for that.
All right, Steve, I'll go get him.
Isn't that rather cruel to put horseshoes on a cat?
I didn't nail them or anything. They fit over his paw like a sandal. I think he liked it. It made him look debonair.
Here's the kitten, Steve!
Well, what do you think?
I never saw a green kitten before. Especially one with purple polka dots.
Well, we already told you. You want a normal kitten, go to the mall.
Well, I have to admit, he is cute.
Will you look at that? I guess he was picking some things up in the stable after all.
I'll buy him. Does the saddle come with it?
Of course the saddle comes with it. Now, that kitten will cost you $5.
Thank you very much.
Do you want a box for him, buddy?
No. I'll just ride him out of here. Thank you very much.
Well, there he goes. Want to close the door, Harry?
Right, Steve.
All right.
I'm standing in the wings, waiting to go on. You're running over time, and you act like nothing's wrong. And I'm sure the audience can see my face is angry crimson, and they wonder why I'm so uptight. They have no idea that you smushed my time to nothing. You smushed my speaker wires, you trampled on my aura, and you told the organizers that it's all my fault. And they believed you, they seemed to like you, even though you're singing in a different key than you are playing. Even though your voice sounds like a highway whiny diesel tire, even though you say you're a one-man band and someone's singing with you, and your other sounds are programmed on computers and drum machines, the audience is smiling, their little feet are tapping. I'm having fantasies of throwing dirt out on the stage, and then I see a steamroller with the keys in the ignition. I am in the seat, the crowd is hushed. You are still singing. I start the motor. You are flat, but that's nothing new. Little wafer man, your little pancake hat. The only thing that's missing is a little butter pat. The voice that sunk a thousand ships can sing through stationary lips. You ran over time, so I ran over you.
And it's the general store. If we don't have it, it don't exist. Not that that stops us.
Right, we've sold a lot of things that don't exist, Steve.
True, in fact, you don't exist. I just made you up.
Well, for that matter, this whole store doesn't exist, and you barely exist!
Okay, let's not get carried away. Have you unloaded all the boxes I asked you to?
Yes, I have. Where do you want the suntan lotion?
Put it down on aisle 6, near the moontan lotion.
These lotion people are getting so ridiculous, Steve. Last year they came out with moontan lotion so you don't get a moon burn, and now they have Venus tan lotion!
Hey, if you have ever gotten a Venus burn, you wouldn't be so critical. I once camped out all night, and in the morning, my whole face was burned from Venus.
All right. But now they have an Andromeda galaxy lotion. I mean, come on!
Hey, those galaxies can send out a lot of rays, especially when you get close to them.
Are you tan from the sun?
Yes, I am.
Well, glad to meet you. I'm Harry from Earth.
Just start unpacking that lotion, okay? After we help this customer.
Hello, I'm looking for a horn to use in traffic.
Sounds the right place. We have plenty of horns. Harry, why don't you demonstrate some of them?
Now, this horn here, it's something I think you'll like. It stops traffic cold. Okay, wait, how about this one? It's the same one they use on Mack trucks.
Well, it's not quite what I had in mind.
Well, show them the Queen Elizabeth's horn, Harry.
Right. This one was designed for an ocean liner. Here.
Not bad, though all it's doing is fitting on my tricycle.
Oh.
Well, I got one for you, then. Here we go.
That's the baby. How much?
$325.
An excellent price. Here you go, fella.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, the baby carriages are gonna get out of the way when I blow this doozy. Out of my way there! Out of my way!
Well, another satisfied customer.
I guess so, Steve.
Look, while the display case is open, why don't we display our postcards?
Okay. Which ones do you want me to highlight?
I don't know. I kind of like the postcard from the Earth's core. Wish you were here.
Well, I don't like it, Steve. I don't know who the photographer was, but the lighting is just terrible. He could have at least used a flash. You can hardly see the molten lava.
Well, how about this postcard of the Niagara Falls ant colony?
Now, that's kind of cute. All the ants lined up for a group portrait in front of the falls. Why don't we put the postcard of the general store in front, though? I mean, that's a nice one, and, well, you know, we are here at the store.
Yeah, that was a hard shot to do. We barely got all 20 aisles into it. But it was nice that we got all the animals to pose. You know, the mules and lions. Especially didn't want to sit still.
Yeah, well, you know how mules and lions can be, Steve.
Hello?
Yes, I'm looking for a hat.
Boy, do we got hats. We got so many hats. Our hats have hats. Top hats, bottom hats, 10-gallon hats. We have 15-gallon hats, 2-gallon and 3-quart hats. Brown derbies, black derbies, Kentucky derbies.
Yes, but those are all for the head.
Yes.
I was looking for a hat for my foot.
A foot hat?
That's right.
Isn't that called a shoe?
A shoe is a shoe. I want a hat.
Harry, go see if we have any foot hats.
Okay, Steve.
I'm going to dance tomorrow night, and it would be nice if I could wear a hat. It's rather formal, you know.
Well, I guess it'll be easy to do the Mexican hat dance.
I couldn't find any foot hats, Steve, but, well, I did come across a hand hat.
You want a hat for your hand?
Well, let me try it on. You know, I think it looks rather becoming. Though if a strong wind comes by, I'm sure it'll blow right off.
Use bobby pins to keep it on.
And now when I meet a woman, it'll be so much easier to doff my hat. How much?
$345.
There you go. And thank you kindly. Good day to you.
Well, that was nice. He tipped his hat on the way out, didn't he?
Yeah, Steve. Doffed his hat.
Time for another commercial.
Hey, I want to thank Alfredo Goiburu for becoming a patron of this program. Isn't that a cool name or what, huh? Well, Alfredo, thanks a lot. If you want to become a patron, go to patreon.com/Steve Charney, and you can support this program by just, you know, throwing it $1 a month, less, more, you know, one-time thing, or $10,000.
I'll take it all.
Thanks an awful lot. Okay, back to the show.
Our general store has been open, and, well, so far we sold someone a kitten who hung out with horses too long, sold someone a hat for their hand.
Yeah, we sold a deluxe traffic light that had red, green, yellow, and blue.
We sold a horn, and we unpacked a lot of our inventory, right? Moon tan lotion, our collection of decoys, and our postcards from the Earth's core. Did we get our shipment of Dunkin' Bagels in here?
Yeah. Most Dunkin' Donut franchises, people don't know this, they only have the donuts. But we opted, you know, for the whole spectrum of their fine products. Dunkin' Bagels, Dunkin' Rye Bread.
Dunkin' Pizza.
Yeah. Few people know how good pizza is when you dunk it. Nothing better than a nice soggy slice of pizza that has that aftertaste of coffee to it.
And let's not forget Dunkin' Brussels Sprouts. Those are good, too. Ah, another customer.
Yes, do you sell numbers here?
Of course we sell numbers.
I have a whole shopping list. I hope you have what I'm looking for. Let's see. I need 3 8s, 5 235s, and a 4,568,239.
We have a special today on 85s. They're half price.
Okay, give me 2 of those also. Do you have anything in Roman numerals?
We just recently got in a 52.
All right, I'll have one of those also.
Harry, here's the woman's list. Why don't you round up some of these numbers?
Okay, boss, I'll be right back.
Listen, I'm not sure that, by the way, that 4,568,239 is in stock. We may have to order that one.
Well, I'll take anything you have close to it.
I think we have 2,000,040. Is that close enough?
Well, I suppose.
Here we go, Steve. I couldn't find that 4,000,000 number you mentioned.
That's all right. We have 2,000,040 for her instead. If you don't mind me asking, what are you going to do with all these numbers?
I do mind you asking me. It's a very private matter.
Sorry.
How much do I owe you?
$2,480.
What? That's outrageous. I can get these numbers for a fraction of that down the block.
Yes, but aren't you forgetting quality? Our numbers last. They won't break up into fractions the minute you get them home.
All right, all right. Here's your money. Can I have a bag, please?
Here you go. Watch out for that 52. It's very breakable, on account of its age.
Well, it is from the Roman times, after all.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I don't know, she was a little surly.
Well, you know what they say, Steve. Surly to bed and surly to rise.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe we should close up the store. I'm getting a little tired.
Well, all right, Steve. Maybe we should just wait for one more customer.
All right, one more customer.
So we...
Oh, here he is. One more customer. May I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a doorbell.
Well, then you've come to the right place. We have lots of doorbells.
Can I hear some of them?
Of course, lady. The doorbells are displayed right here on this shelf. Let me just take a bunch of them down here. Perhaps you'd like this one. Let me just push it for you.
Oh, my guests would just love that.
Yes, you really make an entrance with that one. And then when they left the house, you see, this has a special feature on it. Another bell sounds like this. Now, is that an exit or what?
Oh, that's very nice. But what other choices do you have?
Well, what about this doorbell? You know, in case you don't want visitors. I don't think anyone's going to want the door open listening to that doorbell.
That's true, but I'm a friendly sort of person.
Oh, well, then you need something a little more inviting, I guess. Here's what. You see, what happens when you push it? Sheep! There's nothing more comforting than thinking you're going to walk into a flock of sheep.
True. That's not bad. What does that one there sound like?
I guess you might like this one. It sounds like this when you push it.
Uh-huh. Do you have one that just goes ding-dong?
We have one that goes ping-pong.
We have one that goes sing-song.
Hong-kong.
King-kong.
Never mind. What about this doorbell right here?
Oh, that one. I'm sorry. That's only used for leaving the house, not coming in.
But what's the sound it makes?
I don't think we're ready for that doorbell yet.
I would like to hear it.
Harry, what do you think? Should we demonstrate it?
Sure, I think we can do it now. In fact, we better.
All right, lady. Ring the doorbell.
Oh, I like that one very, very much. I think I'll buy it.
Well, certainly, lady, but let's just make some announcements first.
Okay, I'm a patient woman.
Conversations with My Dummy is produced and written by me, Steve Charney. I want to thank Nancy Tucker for contributing her song Steamroller. You can go to her website, nancytucker.info. Okay, that's how to get hold of her. She does a lot of concerts and has a lot of CDs. Really fun. And I want to thank Harry for being my co-host.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Yes, you can get hold of us by subscribing to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play, and of course on patreon.com/Steve Charney and podomatic.com. My website is stevecharney.com. Facebook, search for Steve and Harry Conversations with My Dummy. We also upload these episodes to Twitter as well.
Huh? Yeah, well, you gotta spread the word around, man. Spread the word around.
Right. And you got a joke for us?
Yeah, I got a joke. Lady?
Yes?
What's funnier than kicking a zombie baby wide left from the 10-yard line?
I wouldn't know.
Running it in for a touchdown and spiking it in the ground only to have it stand up and chase after you with grass in its mouth, making donkey noises.
Uh-huh. Maybe I won't buy one after all.